Avatare Soda Sodashame.
Seeing that the people in general are less intelligent.
You better take a look. She's closing this door. Purport. Originally the Vedas one, but Srila Vyasa, they divided the original Vedas into four, namely Sam, Yajur, Rig, and Atharva. And then again, they were explained in different branches like the Puranas and the Mahabharata. Vedic language and the subject matter are very difficult for ordinary men. They are understood by the highly intelligent and self-realized Brahmins. But the present age of Kali is full of ignorant men. Even those who are born by a Brahmin, father, are in the present age no better than the Sudra or the woman. The twice-born men, namely the Brahmin, Kshatriyas, and Vaishyas, are expected to undergo a cultural purification known as samskara. But because of bad influence of the present age, the so-called members of the Brahmin and other higher order families are no longer highly cultured. They are called the Dvijabandhus, or the friends and family members of the twice-born. But these Dvijabandhus are classified amongst the Sudras and the women. Srila Vyasa Deva divided the Vedas into various branches and sub-branches for the sake of a less intelligent class, like the Dvijabandhus, Sudras, and women. Om Gyanat Viran Vasya Janagana Salakayam Chaksus Nitam Jina Tasmai Shri Gurave Maha Shri Chaitanya Manavistam Shapitam Dina Bhutale Shaya Rupa Karamaya Dadat Krishna Panantikam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Vedvaitana Shri Vasadi Gavada Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So the liberal devotees in ISKCON, they take this verse, or this purport, to give them strength that everyone is like women. Sutra and women. Because no one is born purely in the Kali Yuga. Therefore, why are we making distinction? But our rejoinder is that it's true, men and women in Kali Yuga are mixed like equals, and they're more or less, although not in the Muslim society, but and not in even strict Vedic cultural societies in India, there's still a clear distinction. But our point is, why should we remain like that? Why not train our men to be men, train our women to be women, instead of this more homogeneous, you know, there's certain qualities that men have that they should be expounded. And for instance, I was just hearing that men need to have some goal in order to be happy. They have to be working for something. They have to be feel like they have a project that they can develop and something like that. If they're just, you know, following, then that won't, I don't know if that's the right way to say it. Of course, we're all following. But they should feel that they have some worth more than trying to formulate my thoughts on this. In other words, they are naturally the leader of the family. So, in order to keep the respect of the women, then they should have something that makes them noble, or some cause, or some thing that they're working towards, and then, you know, the woman will be happy to follow that man, that kind of man, who is, just like if you're going to find a wife, then it should be clear that this is your goal. You want to be a devotee, and she should come into that. If she's not willing to do that, then you should find another wife. You should make that clear from the beginning. So, the point that I'm making is that if the man is not happy in the family, then naturally he's going to rebel. So how does he rebel? He rebels by leaving the family, so much divorce. He rebels by exerting his superiority in an artificial way, by physical force. Man is generally stronger than a woman, so he can abuse her. And this kind of satisfies something. And in that way, the culture becomes disturbed. But in the Vedic culture, it's clear. The man's role is there, the woman's role is there. And over thousands of years, they've seen that it works, and therefore there's less contention between the sexes. The families are more. Like Prabhupada said, I see that the Marwaris, they're the happiest, but they're very traditional in some ways. You know, that the role of the man and the woman, the woman doesn't do business, the man does. But of course, especially in our age, you know, even in Poland, or I see here in America, it's difficult for the men to be that kind of leader and not depend on the woman for finances and so on. But Prabhupada said in the Hindu society, even today, that if the father is there, the husband is there, then it's an embarrassment if the wife has to work in the traditional Indian culture. She may work in the house or she may do something, but to send her out, but again, it comes to the point, well, how do we do that? Because unless two people are working, you can hardly maintain. And then the question will come, well, why are we so concerned about that? We're all sudras, and so if the wife can make more money, then let her earn the money, and then the father can stay home and take care of the children. That's what they do in this culture a lot of times. Even devotees. I met a nice devotee in Ireland. He was taking care of the children. His wife was managing the company. And he just said, well, she's better at it than me. You know, she's good at it. She makes a lot of money. Money's coming in. And this is they have about three children. And he's a stay-at-home dad. Takes care of the kids, and she comes sometimes. So I don't know is it my duty to preach there that this is a little official? Or it's not? I mean, I personally feel that in the long run, he's not going to be happy with that. And also there's a danger that she could be seduced more readily because she's mixing with other high-powered people doing business, making money. And so she can be vulnerable to that attraction of a more powerful man. I mean, generally you say a woman likes a man who's more powerful than she is. She's attracted. So if that's the case, then she can be, you know, she's mixing with that kind of a man, then she can be deviated from her vow to her husband. So, any comments? You guys are living that.
Powiedz, że rozumiem, że się opiekował synem, ale jak wracała żona z pracy, to on musiał iść godzinę piłkę kopać, bo był tak zdenerwowany. To w ogóle nie jest natura.
We have a friend in Poland. He when they had a little child, his wife was making better money than he was, so he went to work and he was taking care of the baby.
Yeah.
But when the wife came back from work, it was not his nature to take care of the baby, so he was so exhausted and so depressed that he had to go out and exercise for over an hour. So let go the anger. It was totally not his.
Yeah. Well, at least he had channeled it in the right way. That's a good way to go and exercise instead of beating up his wife or something.
But they would quarrel a lot.
I to tak potem jest, że żona spotyka samych menadżerów, a jej mąż jest tylko niańką. Nie ma żadnej wartości.
And my husband also says that it is exactly the way that the wife at work, she meets all the managers, the man with position, and her husband is only a babysitter.
Yeah.
What's his position? And she compares.
Bardzo mi się podobało to, co powiedziała Madri, jak ona szukała męża. Że ona wiedziała, że ona jest silna, prawda? I ona bardzo świadomie wybrała męża, który będzie silniejszy od niej. Starszy, silniejszy. Nie wzięła pierwszego lepszego, którego zdominuje. Czyli ona była taka, była wyedukowaną kobietą. Wiedziała,
My husband was saying that when Madri was here, she was telling us how she was looking for a husband, because she knew that she is a strong woman. And she always knew that she had to have a stronger husband. So she was looking for an older and more advanced person that she could surrender to.
But what about those who become devotees? They were already in that kind of a marriage where the woman is dominant. But they want to be devotees. And that's what Prabhupada was dealing with. Like when he first came to America, there was only men. You see that video? There was no Jadarani came. And she was very emotional and just, she wanted to join. She was so, you know, she was almost like a little crazy. Like Seth would marry her later. And he said, well, she was a little crazy. So she was a little crazy. And now she left this kind of went to Narayanaraj. So that's her nature. She's very aggressive and outgoing and intelligent, but a little not so sober. So Prabhupada had made concession for her. And now they go Bindadasi and so on. You know, like they were starting crying, well, why can't we become brothers? We want to be second nation. So Prabhupada saw there, you know, that the boys and girls are coming together and things. So he said, okay, but you can't have a sacred threat. But he gave them the guy too much. And he did engage them, that's for sure. That was an issue that came in 76. Kurnak talks about that. Prabhupada vetoed the resolution was that they wanted to send all unmarried women or something, and all women with children who are unmarried. There's a lot, that's another thing that happened. Unmarried women, with children would come, would join us. They said, these are strong men here, they can give me shelter. I don't have a husband, I have a child. And so they were joining. And the managers saw it as a problem, because they don't really produce that much to take care of the child. They can't go out and sell books. But they're sincere. They're sincere devotees, so what to do? So they made an idea that we'll send them all to the farm in Australia. And that way they can all be engaged in some way, you know, away, because they're disturbing the brahmacharis in the city. Mostly the city temples, the brahmachari book distributors and so. But when Prabhupada heard about that, he didn't like it. He said, no, he hasn't understood. So he did want to engage them. He had made it very clear that women should be accepted and engaged. But someone will say that that's going on, it's still going on, and it should go on, but it's dangerous for the brahmacharis and sannyasis. So many sannyasis fell down. And, you know, they didn't fall down because of eating meat. They all fell down because of illicit sex, every one of them. There's no exception to that. And like, if you look at some group like the Satyarayana, is it? Yeah. Their sannyasis are very strict. They won't come in the room. Like one came to Swaminarayan, yeah, to Warsaw. And before he came, one sannyasi from that group, because they're looking for him, he said, I can't come until all the women are not here. So they won't even see with them. They won't be in the same room. But their standard of sannyasis falling down is much less than ours was. Now, I'm not saying we should go back to that standard, you know, that we're not going to change that the sannyasis can't see women. But still, shouldn't we be a little conservative? Sannyasis shouldn't talk to women along with them. And that's there. That's kind of right. And go out to speak at Grihastha, just like the temple president in Alatra now. Marry somebody else's wife.
the other day actually, we were at the house of spice, and one strong follower of Swaminarayan, he came and he was discussing the same thing.
He was?
Discussing
was
on, no, he was discussing about the same point.
Oh.
That in our temple, the sannyasi are so strict that they won't even see women.
He was talking to you?
Yes.
And so how did you respond to that?
Like I and Yashoda Sakhi Mataji, we are saying like the most important thing is preaching. We're trying to push all of that.
So that's one thing, probably engaged in women preaching like anything.
No, but like even like all the sannyasi, for preaching they can talk to women. But not alone, obviously. I don't know, I'm myself.
Yeah, we don't want to go in that direction. But at the same time, we don't want to be like Americans. So it's being discussed. This is a thoughtful letter that Karuna wrote. And Shiva.
Okay.
You should follow that. It's the first thing, the first page.
Guidance from Krishna.
Right. So you could, about halfway down it, it comes to this subject. Krishna Kirti wrote something. He was the one who came here.
Okay.
He's a long conservative side. I'm waiting for him to reply. Maybe I'll call him today. I was thinking of writing something, but the other side is just like I was just now in London. Malati was there. She's treated practically like a sannyasi. And I don't really think that it's such a big problem. You know, she's older, she's sick, kind of. Nobody's like attracted to her on a bodily platform. I don't think she's a disturbance in GBC meeting. But if you had a young woman, very vivacious and, you know, energetic, then she could cause a disturbance in a GBC meeting. Because it's very subtle. You know, the men will start acting just to please her. And so, to make a presentation and just to get the favorable glance. Because unless you're at the stage like Prabhupada, where he said, I won't be disturbed even in a room for making, we can't imitate that. So there has to be some precaution. But that's why I kind of hesitate to get into this subject also, because then, you know, on a personal level, Malati will think, oh, he doesn't think I should be GBC. Just that's already there, kind of like in our relationship. I know Malati from 1969. I even visited her when she had left Krishna consciousness. She was in a hospital. She had AIDS. And she was going to die in the place. She was still married to an ex-sannyasi. They were into all the concepts. I went to the hospital in New York and I saw her. And then, you know, she got better. Her husband died. She came back. She went to Kirtananda and she became a sannyasini. Kirtananda gave her sannyas. Which, of course, and when Kirtananda left, then she came to ISKCON, and ISKCON said, well, you can't be sannyas. But she's, you know, she's a good preacher, and she's doing a good work. She spoke nicely yesterday at the day, a couple of days ago. So if I take a strong stand, because that's really what it comes to. Okay, we can act with women the way Prabhupada did. In some circumstances, you know, as far as letting them serve it. But we shouldn't be more liberal than Prabhupada would. Prabhupada didn't make any women GBC. He didn't make any women temple president. But why are we doing it? We think we're smarter than Prabhupada and how to deal with it. But then I don't want to, you know, have her feel that I'm attacking her. Because I like her. I'm not personally against her being in GBC, but I just in general, I don't think it's such a great policy. Like in the Swami Narayan group, there's no women to sit on the board. Even the Mormons, there's only men. The Muslims, there's only men. The fastest growing religion in America, Mormons and the Muslims. They're both very patriarchal. But we somehow think Hiranandana and Ravindra and these people, they say, No. And we have to be like this in order to preach here. That's their argument. This is America, Maharaj, that's what they told me. This is America. We have to preach in that way in order to attract the intelligent class of people. They won't accept it. But the evidence is the other side. Why the Muslims are... Everybody knows they're crazy. Why do they grow so much? One of the reasons, you know, intelligent women join the Muslims. They think, at least I'll be protected here. My husband's not going to run off to somebody else. He's not going to, you know, the family is emphasized in the Muslim culture. The children, the wife, you know. And so there's some, rather than American culture, there's always so much divorce and men are leaving. And I think there's less divorce in the Muslim culture. I mean, because they can divorce, but still, in America, once they have a child, the man's not going to want a divorce. No? Why would they want to divorce their wife? There's less divorce, I'm sure. If you did a study on the American Muslims and the host culture, there's less divorce than there is among the Americans. So those are things we should be emphasizing. I feel in order for this movement to really spread, you know, we should present it, that this is, we think marriage is very sacred. Rather than we have more divorce, like right here in the Latter, we have a bad example. So much divorce, so much fighting, husband and wife. Anyway, I could be honest and ask you. Okay, it's your long time tea. So was it going to clear up today, or is it going to keep raining all day?